There is no greater community builder than adoption. Welcome to Your Adoption Coach with host Kelly Ellison. If you are starting an adoption or just thinking about it, or maybe someone you know is going through an adoption and you want to help, please stay tuned over the next hour as we will educate and inspire you with some real stories and information about resources that can help. Now, here is your host, Kelly Ellison.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the show. I'm Kelly Ellison, your adoption coach, and we are back again after a short holiday break. Schools back in sessions, vacations are coming to a close. Time to get down to business. And we are going to get down to business today. We have some new shows coming up in the next few weeks, and I hope you'll tune in each week for some exciting information and inspiration all about adoption. If you missed a show, remember, you can always just simply go to my host webpage at www.voiceamerica.com and download on iTunes a previous show. You can also just sign up to receive the shows through an RSS feed if you would like to do that as well. Now, last week, we had Amanda Grant with U.S. Adopt, who was joining us from a previous show talking about openness in adoption. And Amanda knows firsthand all about this. She has a great relationship with her son Isaac's birth mom. Amanda gives some great tips on how to create a safe, open relationship with your child's birth parents that honor both parties. Now, definitely, if you missed this, you must go and check it out, because if you have someone who's struggling with this decision, Amanda offers a great perspective. And if you're interested in talking with her about this issue or other issues related to domestic adoption, Amanda is the CEO of U.S. Adopt, helping prospective adoptive families shorten their path to adoption and save time and money in the process. You can reach her at www.usadopt.com. That's www.usadopt.com. A great lady and a trusted colleague, so do give her a call. This week, I told you we were getting down to business, so we have with us Becky Wilmoth from Bill's Tax Service, located in Centralia, Illinois. Now, I met the team at Bill's Tax Service at the National Council for Adoption, their annual conference, and they have been there every year. Becky, how many years have you guys been exhibiting at the National Council conference?
Well, Kelly, this was actually our first year there.
Oh, really?
We got connected through them with another organization, and they said, would you guys come and exhibit? Because it's such a rare thing to see a tax service at an adoption conference.
Well,
and
it's interesting. Yes, it's interesting because it seems to me you guys are so familiar in the adoption community. It seems to me that I've maybe seen you at other conferences, or I know that you have a presence, and I know we're going to talk a little bit about that later, and some of the other conferences that you go to, because this is really an area where you guys are just really taking a leadership role. Now, Becky, a little bit of information about you. You're a registered tax return preparer. You've studied at I didn't know if I could do that, and I don't think I can. Kaskaskia, is that right?
Kaskaskia.
Kaskaskia, thank you, mm-hmm. College. And that's located in Centralia, Illinois, is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And you've been involved with youth. You've been involved with jail and prison ministry for many years.
Yes,
and you're
ma'am.
In the process of taking the enrolled agent exams.
Yes.
You've been preparing taxes for years. And you've been blessed by adoption two times.
Yes, ma'am.
So tell us about your personal adoption experience, Becky.
Well, adoption became passionate for me several years ago. My husband actually adopted my little girl, and then 3 years ago, my son adopted a little boy. And so it's real personal for me. This is, you know, when we started this project, same question asked, why is a tax place at an adoption conference? And
right.
Then when they hear our stories, they go, oh, we get it.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why, because it is very personal for us. So it's not just about business for us. And, you know, when it's that personal, when it's your child and it's your grandchild, and it gets real personal.
Yeah, it certainly does. And, you know, I talk often on the show about various different folks who are, like you and I, entrepreneurs in this business. I mean, I was not in the adoption business, quote, business, before
right.
I completed my adoption. There are a number of folks who have started very innovative services for adoptive families, because I talk about this statistic all the time. 1 in 3 people have some connection to adoption. And even when I'm out presenting, I will often just ask that in the crowd that I'm talking to. And the hands go up, and then I just ask folks to turn around and look at all of the hands. It's just really amazing to understand that 1 in 3 people have some connection to adoption. Now, I know that Jamie and Alan, and it's Newcomb, right? They're the owners of the business.
Yes.
They have a personal connection to adoption as well. Share that with us, with our listeners, if you would.
Okay, Alan and Jamie, they have been foster and adoptive parents for many years, and they purchased the tax business 4 years ago. They have been farmers for years, and Alan actually worked for the founder of Bill's Tax Service for many years, and they decided to retire, so Alan and Jamie purchased the tax business, and several years ago, we saw a desperate need to help adoptive families. And because this was so personal, it started out word of mouth that people found out that we knew how to do it. We knew how to prepare the returns. We knew the documentation issues and all of those things. And we have a connection to an IRS agent that is in the Adoption Tax Credit Department. And so all of those things have helped us learn how to do it. And Alan and Jamie, several years ago, they said, listen, they prayed about it, I prayed about it, and they said, we want you to take this and run with it, and we're just going to let God provide.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever happens. And I'm telling you what, Kelly, it is amazing to me. Unless you've been there in this circle and you understand how much God loves adoption, he puts his hand on this. And when he did, because they prayed and I prayed, and this is the direction that he wanted us to go, not only have we been blessed personally, but God has put his hand and blessed the business. It would blow your mind if I told you how many new clients we got last year.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it would. Well, and let me tell you what, I am not responsible for how many clients you're going to get from this show, because you just told us all that you know somebody at the IRS who is an adoption tax attorney.
I really have to tell you, I mean, I know there's horror stories, and we've dealt with some of them.
Yeah,
honestly,
yeah.
We have dealt with some really tough situations, and this lady has been so amazing.
That
and
is
she,
great.
You feel like you're just talking to your grandma.
That's great.
Been doing this a long time. And the last conversation that I had with her, she said, anytime you need anything, here's my extension. And, you know,
I'm just
like, that's a God thing right there.
That's
you know?
Very
and how can you argue with that and just and not go the right direction? And this little local burden that we had to help adoptive families has went nationwide. And we do travel all over the United States. And, you know, we are blessed to be Bill's Tax Service as a member of Christian Alliance for Orphans. We are the first business to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I am a member of National Council for Adoption. I am also a member of NACAC, which is the North American Council of Adoptable Children.
Right.
And we're connected to all of these other organizations. And it's just been, once God opened that door and we said, okay, we're going through, from there on, we've been blessed because we help people.
Right. So you go to all these conferences, Becky, and you provide information to all these conferences. And I think I heard you say that you can do tax returns for anybody in the United States. You are CPAs and you can do tax returns for anyone? Is that right?
We can do tax returns for anyone in the United States. I love technology. My boss and I are both computer geeks. We love technology. And so we have, you know, there's so many options available. I have clients emailing me, scanning and emailing me their documentation. They send it to me in Dropbox, you know, fax, mail. We can handle everything electronically now.
So do you also, so when you, yes, of course, and when you do this, do you also do, can you do a person's, you can obviously do a person's federal taxes. Can you do their state taxes
yes.
as well? Okay.
So it's not,
it's my understanding you don't have to live in the state or be certified in the state or a CPA in the state to do another person's state taxes in that other state. You can be anywhere.
Correct.
Okay.
We can do federal in all 50 states.
Oh, that's great. And so these national adoption conferences that you go to, the highlights of some of them are the National Council for Adoption, which we all know is a national conference that mm-hmm. is attended by, they have a prospective parent day. They also have predominantly four professionals, the MACAC, and that is the, tell us again what MACAC stands for.
NACAC is the North American Council of Adoptable Children.
Okay.
It is also one of the major adoption, what I call the forces to be reckoned with, because of the passion that they have to help children. And that's why we're all doing this.
Yes, exactly.
You know, this has nothing to do with dollar signs. This is, not only do we want to help the families adopt children, but we want to help the children.
Right,
exactly. And that's why I think God smiles on it.
So you are the one that personally goes and goes to all these conferences. Do you take other people in your office, or you kind of, is this your thing within the agency?
Actually, my boss, Jamie, her uh-huh. and I, we do most of the traveling, and there's another girl in our office, Joanne. She has went to quite a few of the conferences with us, and she's pretty knowledgeable also. And then my boss, Alan, he's a great guy, and he knows a lot. He doesn't go to the conferences, but he is our backup. So
right.
It's usually just us girls get to go.
Yeah.
And we have been blessed by many conferences since this happened.
Yeah.
And like I said, most of the time it's word of mouth. We are linked up with small organizations, and we're linked up with large organizations.
Mm-hmm.
And just a few of them is In His Hands Outreach. It's here in Springfield, Illinois. It's Michelle uh-huh. McGowan. And she is amazing.
Right.
Unbelievable. And Resources for Adoption, Sherry Walrod. And, of course, NACAC, NCFA, Christian Alliance for Orphans. I was blown away this year at Summit 9, I got to tell you.
Oh, really? Yeah. Interesting.
2,500 people.
Wow.
With the same
yeah.
burden. It was amazing. And
yeah.
I speak, for the last few years, I've spoke at the Together for Adoption conference,
uh-huh.
which is coming
mm-hmm.
up in Louisville. And then a family of my own in Houston,
right. and
Texas.
Then- I know that you said, we've got about 30 seconds before we have to take a break, but I know that you said that you're going to be at the
.com mom
conference
mm-hmm.
in
mom.
Chattanooga, Tennessee, which is the 20th through the 21st of September.
Right.
So we're going to take a little break, Becky, and we're going to be back shortly. I'm here with Becky Wilmeth from Bill's Tax Service, and information about their website. If you'd like to get information and find out that lady's name from the tax office, the IRS office, you can go to Bill's Tax Centralia, Centralia, Bill's Tax Centralia. Australia.com. You're listening to Kelly Ellison, your adoption coach. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
America's Christian Credit Union believes every child deserves a forever family. Our adoption loan program has helped over 500 children find a loving home. We understand the adoption process and will work with you to find the financial solution that will be best for your family. Find out about our adoption loans on our website at www.americaschristiancu.com. Or you can call us at 1-800-343-6328. Once again, that's 1-800-343-6328 for an adoption loan with America's Christian Credit Union on approved credit and rates subject to change without notice, federally insured by the NCUA.
Beacon House made our dream come true.
Beacon House Adoption Services is celebrating 24 years of bringing loving, adoptive families together. We are a Hague accredited, COA approved, full service adoption agency that has finalized over 5,500 domestic and international adoptions. Beacon House is the only agency offering the adoption finance coaching system, helping you raise the money for your adoption. For more information about adoption, call 1-888-987-6300 or visit our website at www.beaconhouseadoption.com. That's 888-987-6300. If you're considering adoption and feeling overwhelmed, you're not alone. U.S. Adopt can help. We provide domestic adoption consulting services that simplify and shorten your path to parenthood. Our new approach improves and accelerates your results, minimizes expenses, and eliminates costly mistakes. Whether you choose to work with an agency or attorney, to take advantage of our free consultation and learn how we can help you, please call U.S. Adopt at 212-710-2763 or visit www.usadopt.com.
Now you don't have to stay linked to your desktop or laptop. Take Voice America on the go and listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
You are listening to Your Adoption Coach with Kelly Ellison. To connect with Kelly or her guests today, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. Would you rather send us an email? Please send questions or comments about the show to coach at youradoptioncoachradio.com. Now, back to the show.
And we are back. Thanks so much for staying with us. I'm Kelly Ellison, your adoption coach. And so happy today to have with us Becky Wilmoth, who is a specialist at Bill's Tax Service. Becky specializes in helping specifically adoptive families to file their income tax returns, both federal and state. They're located in Centralia, Illinois. And this has just been a very special area for them, an expertise area for them. And as I said, I met them at the National Adoption Council. They travel all over the country exhibiting and letting folks know that they are here to help adoptive families to really understand how the adoption tax credit can really be of assistance for them. Because we all know that the largest barrier, the number one barrier to adoption, is really the high cost. And so I really have believed for a long time, and I think you would agree, Becky, that if more people had more resources and you understood from a very specific level, well, there's a tax adoption tax credit that will be coming to me after my adoption is complete. I can write a grant. I can do a special event. There's various different funding and those types of things. This is an area, as you know, that I specialize in with my families, and also making that available to adoption agencies through our adoption finance coaching system. But very, very important that you guys are out there making these amazing services available. So I'm so glad that you're with us today. So again, I want to just give you the website so that you can go back and check if you want to check out some of the services that they provide. It's BillsTaxCentralia.com, and their phone number is 618-532-7223. So I have to share with you, I told you I was going to do this on the break, Becky, I have to share with you my own personal tax experience, because it was just really interesting, and I didn't have at the time your help or expertise, and you know, probably would have really wanted that. Now, we completed our adoption in 2007. We filed, obviously, in 2008 to a completed adoption. It was very easy. I was actually really surprised how easy that was. And we took the tax credit over a period of years, both on state and federal. State sometimes, as you know, can be a little bit different. And then something happened. Was it in 2010? Am I getting that right? Where they decided that it was anyone prior to a certain date was refundable?
That is correct.
Was it 2010? Okay.
Right. 2010 and 2011 is when it became refundable. And, mm-hmm. and really and truly, you are the prime example of when things went crazy.
And things went crazy. They did.
The reason is, and there was a high percentage of reviews that year, 68%.
Oh, my gosh.
There's two reasons for that high percentage. Number one is because when you have that large of a refundable credit, things are going to go under review. It's not an audit. There's a difference between an audit and a review. Because when a client would call and say, I'm getting audited because of the adoption tax credit, okay, they're not auditing your whole return. All they are doing is they want to make sure you qualify for that large of a refund, number one. And the second thing is because of the documentation issues, because a lot of times when people go home with their paperwork, they throw it in the file cabinet. They don't think anything about it. They have their child home, which is fabulous, you know, and it's wonderful. But then when it comes to the documentation issues, they sometimes wrong paperwork was getting sent in, or the paperwork wasn't signed and dated, or, you know, just different things. That's the main reason things went crazy, is because documentation, they wanted very specific documentation.
Well, one of the things that I noticed that was a very big difference was, as I said, in 2008, when we completed the adoption tax credit, I do most of my my taxes online through a service and did it, and it was very easy. They had the right forms. We just zipped it away, and it was very easy, and we received our refund. When we did this again in 2010, first of all, I didn't even know this was available, and I'm doing my taxes like I normally do, and up comes a screen that tells me that these taxes are going to be refundable. And I thought, okay, well, didn't really know what that meant, and I kind of followed, you know, the instructions, and ended up being, it was going to be a pretty big refund.
Right.
But literally, we had to go back and capture. And this is 2010, so understand, 2010 or 2011, I guess, and understand that we completed our adoption in 2007. So it was almost a miracle that I actually even had any of this stuff around.
And You're one of the few, I'm sure.
And I had to go back and find the adoption papers and recreate all of that short of a drop of my child's blood. No kidding.
Exactly.
It took almost 8 months. And I think it went in review a couple of times. It was a train wreck of experience. And, you know, I have to tell you that while I appreciated the refund, I don't think that I just kind of, there was a part of me that kind of wanted them to leave well enough alone. So what I am interested in your perspective is, so there was a tax credit that was based on a person's income, and then based on where your tax liability was, you would receive a refund and you'd get that tax credit. We had been taking that tax credit, and then all of a sudden, they were going to refund it. So what's the difference between the tax credit and what happened in 2010 and 2011? Because now we don't get that tax credit anymore. They refunded everything. So talk to me a little bit about what is the difference in that. Maybe I'm just ignorant about the whole scenario.
No, that's not it. What it is, it's the IRS verbiage that is some people gets confused. Okay,
right.
And
right.
here's the difference between the two. Okay, the first one is non-refundable. Okay, a non-refundable credit. What it does, it goes against your tax liability.
Okay.
Now, your tax liability is what you see on page 2 on line 61, and that is what your total tax is. That total tax liability without, you know, on a just a normal, simple return, that tax liability then goes to your withholding.
Okay.
And the difference between those two is either going to be a refund or it is going to be a tax amount due. Okay?
Okay.
And when it's non-refundable, what happens is whatever that tax liability is, that non-refundable credit, okay, I'm just going to put some numbers out here, okay?
Right.
So for 2013, that $12,970 non-refundable credit, okay, that is going to go against your tax liability. And then the rest of that is going to be carried forward for up to 5 years, unless it becomes refundable again, which we are advocating strongly for.
Right, okay. But
the difference is, when that is refundable, when the credit is refundable, mm-hmm. it goes up to the where the whole thing is refunded to you. The total amount of the tax credit is refunded to you, not dependent on tax liability.
Okay? I see.
And another bonus of this credit is, when you enter that adoption tax credit in, takes your child tax credit, which is not refundable, bumps it down to additional child tax credit, which is refundable. So that increases your refund even more. Even if it's not refundable, it's going to increase because it's taking care of your tax liability. Tax liability and what you get back as a refund is two complete different things. I've had people ask me that question, say, well, I got, you know, I always get $1,000 back. Does that mean I have zero tax liability? No, it does not. You may have $5,000, you know, in tax liability, but you had $6,000 in withholding. Therefore, you got $1,000 back.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes sense. And I think it's important because for those of us who were in that, so that is no longer a refundable credit. That just happened in this space of time, right?
Right.
In 2010 and 11.
Year. Correct. Okay. In January 2nd of this year, when it was made permanent, it is non-refundable. But there is a house, there is a bill in the House and in the Senate that we're trying to get it refundable again.
Okay. Because I went on one of the websites, which is Save the Adoption Tax Credit website.
Correct.
And we'll talk a little bit about that later on in the show. But the kind of the advocacy that this group is doing in order to get the tax credit to become refundable every year, because I agree that would be a big incentive for people, more so than what it is currently.
Well, not only that, something, Kelly, that I have learned, and I'm sure you see it a lot too, is when someone adopts once and they find out, hey, we can do this, they adopt again.
Right.
Not only have they helped one child, then they help another child. And as you said, financing is, you know, 67% of people consider adoption, but only 3% do. Because of the financing issue. And
that's right.
So one of the, and I am 100% honored to be speaking at the Adopt Mom Conference in Chattanooga.
Yeah, that's right.
Because the session that I am leading is on adoption funding and the adoption tax credit.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
And that's one of those doors that God has just swung open wide.
Yeah, isn't that
and
great?
And so I have quite a few organizations, you guys, LifeSong, ABBA Fund, Resources for Adoption, that I'm taking with me to present to 2,500 women.
That's great. We need to take a break real quick, Becky, and we're going to be right back. Again, I am with Becky Wilmuth, who is a tax specialist around the adoption tax credit with the Bill's Tax Service. You can find out information from them at BillsTaxCentralia.com online. Stay with us. More good information about the adoption tax credit and how you can take advantage of some of the tips that Becky is giving us today. Stay tuned.
What's going on behind the scenes with your favorite Voice America show or host? For the latest news, visit the iRadio blog at iradioblog.com.
If you're considering adoption and feeling overwhelmed, you're not alone. U.S. Adopt can help. We provide domestic adoption consulting services that simplify and shorten your path to parenthood. Our new approach improves and accelerates your results, minimizes expenses, and eliminates costly mistakes. Whether you choose to work with an agency or attorney, to take advantage of our free consultation and learn how we can help you, please call U.S. Adopt at 212-710-2763 or visit www.usadopt.com.
Beacon House made our dream come true.
Beacon House Adoption Services is celebrating 24 years of bringing loving, adoptive families together. We are a Hague accredited, COA approved, full service adoption agency that has finalized over 5,500 domestic and international adoptions. Beacon House is the only agency offering the adoption finance coaching system, helping you raise the money for your adoption. For more information about adoption, call 1-888-987-6300 or visit our website at www.beaconhouseadoption.com. That's 888-987-6300.
America's Christian Credit Union believes every child deserves a forever family. Our adoption loan program has helped over 500 children find a loving home. We understand the adoption process and will work with you to find the financial solution that will be best for your family. Find out about our adoption loans on our website at www.americaschristiancu.com. Or you can call us at 1-800-343-6328. Once again, that's 1-800-343-6328 for an adoption loan with America's Christian Credit Union on approved credit and rates subject to change without notice, federally insured by the NCUA.
Get the news on our shows and other happenings by following us on Twitter. Find us at VoiceAmericaTRN or Twitter.com/VoiceAmericaTRN. You are listening to Your Adoption Coach with Kelly Ellison. To connect with Kelly or her guests today, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. Would you rather send us an email? Please send questions or comments about the show to coach@youradoptioncoachradio.com. Now, back to the show.
So we are back. We're back with Becky Wilmoth with Bill's Tax Service. And Bill's Tax Service is located in Centralia, Illinois. But this little tax company specializes in the adoption tax credit, not only for folks in Illinois, but folks all across the country. They have exhibit booths in all of the adoption conferences. And I really encourage you to reach out to them if you are in the middle of an adoption and you want to make sure that you're taking full advantage of the adoption tax credit. Before we get into this next segment with Becky, though, I do want to do a shout out to our sponsors, Beacon House Adoptions. One of our sponsors, Beacon House, is a full service adoption agency and the only, currently the only adoption agency in the country that is licensed and approved to use our system, the Adoption Finance Coaching System. It's a system that's specifically designed to help families raise money and the money they need for their adoptions. As I've mentioned before, 1 in 10 adoptions fail due to lack of resources. And so if you're in the process of thinking about adoption and you need some resources, you can check out their website at beaconhouseadoptions.com. I'll actually be joining one of the folks, Denise, for an Adoption 101 program on September 19th, a webinar that you can jump on and find out more about our services. So again, we're back with Becky. And Becky, I want to just talk a little bit about the basics of the adoption tax credit. So for those that don't know, okay, there is an adoption tax credit. It's a federal credit. I want to also just amend here and say that you do need to talk to your tax accountant. We're not giving tax advice here. You can, but I can't. and the states are different. Each of the states are different. So it's very, very important that you understand not only the federal, but also the state. So refer to, at this time, the federal adoption tax credit. Who qualifies? What are the income limitations and those things, if you could, just the basics.
Okay. For the year 2013, the adoption tax credit is going to be $12,970. And it is non-refundable for 13, but as I said before, we are still advocating that it become refundable again. And then there's some of the misunderstandings that I would really like to clarify. Mm-hmm. Is who qualifies. Mm-hmm. If you have adopted a child, okay, and there is, unless it's a stepchild, the only stipulation that the IRS will not approve for adoption tax credit as if it's a stepchild. Mm-hmm. So it can be domestic, foreign, private, foster care. Any of those types of adoption will qualify for the adoption tax credit.
Now, oh, wow. Okay.
For international adoption, for IRS purposes, okay, this is only for IRS purposes, international adoptions do not qualify for special needs, okay? What the IRS considers special needs is hard to place, okay?
Yeah.
So that's one of the reasons that the documentation became such an issue in 10 and 11. And even now, if you adopt a special needs child, a court declared special needs by the state that the adoption was final in, each state has different criteria, but if that child is declared special needs according to the subsidy agreement that you receive from the state, you qualify for the full amount of the adoption tax credit with less than the adoption tax credit, or even zero expenses. Because many times when you adopt through the foster system, there is zero expenses for the actual adoption expenses. Now, for international, it is for expenses only. But, Kelly, just to be honest with you, I have never seen an international adoption that was below the adoption tax credit amount.
Right, right. And I actually, you're giving me information that's new information. I always thought it was the other way around, Becky, and I don't know where I got this information, but I always thought that all international adoptions were considered special needs, and they were allowed in the tax credit.
No.
I always had it backwards, I guess.
No, it's what it is. For special needs, that's one of the reasons the documentation became such an issue, because the IRS wanted very specific documentation. They wanted the final judgment of adoption. They wanted the adoption assistance eligibility determination, which, in other words, is the subsidy agreement, where they have that, you know, box marked that it's a special needs child. Like I said, for every child, it's different. Each state has different criteria. That's why it's very important to, if I have had so many clients tell me, well, my tax person said I didn't qualify. I tell them, okay, talk to me. Tell me your story. Explain to me. Mm-hmm. And when we had a couple come, I got to give you this example because this just drives home that information is power, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
we had a couple come to one of our small local seminars. And they said, well, they had adopted. We helped them with the adoption tax credit. They got their refund. They said, well, a good friend of ours adopted four boys from the foster care system, and she was told that she didn't qualify. I said, please give her my number.
Right.
Just have her call me and talk to me. So she called. We spent about 30 minutes on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I don't think it'll do any good. They told me I didn't qualify. And so I gave her a list of things that I needed. The previous tax returns, the documentation that I needed. I said, let me do this. And she said, well, I can't pay. I said, we'll make payment arrangements, whatever we need to do. This is a single mom with four boys.
Wow.
We're
going
to do something to help this lady. Yeah. And we did, and she got back a $46,000 refund.
Oh, my gosh.
Plus interest.
Wow.
So
that's amazing.
Why it's so important. That we, you know, whatever kind of adoption it is, we're thankful that, that you have a heart to adopt. It doesn't matter what kind of adoption it is.
Right.
Because
right.
not only are you building your family, but you're changing the child's life forever.
Right.
You know?
So tell me about, I don't mean to interrupt, but I just, tell me about the income limits on this. So, because I've talked to a lot of people that feel like they have income limits. So set us straight on that.
Okay, for 2013, I'm using 2013 as an example, but you can actually go back 5 years.
Okay, okay.
And amend your return if you haven't taken the adoption tax credit.
Oh, okay.
So if you have clients or if someone out there is listening and they thought, well, I adopted in 2009 and they said I didn't, you can go back and amend that and carry that credit forward.
Okay.
And so that's very valuable. Right. But for 2013, the phase-out ranges for the adoption tax credit is $194,580, and it tops out at 234,580. So after the 234,580, you will not qualify.
Okay.
For the adoption tax credit. But up to the 194,579, you are eligible for the either the expenses or the full amount if it's a special needs child.
Okay, and so what is in between? If you make $200,000, you qualify for certain things. You only qualify for expenses. Is that what you mean?
Depending on the income level in between there.
Okay. All right, great. So if you're hearing that, one thing that I just feel like it's important to repeat, that you can amend your return and go back as far as 5 years. So if you have completed an adoption in the last 5 years, you can go back and amend your return and take the adoption tax credit for those returns.
Absolutely.
Okay. That's very, very important information to know. And it's also based on completed adoptions. That's, I think, very important. So the year that you're adopting, you have to collect all your receipts and you have to keep all your information and all your documents and all of that. And once that calendar year is closed and you've completed that adoption, so give me an example. If you completed an adoption in April of 2013, when can you file on that on your taxes? What year?
For the 2013 return that you will file from January 1st to April 15th. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Now, there's some differences on if it's international or domestic. Now, if it's an international adoption, you cannot file for any credit until it's completely final. Okay?
Okay, yes,
now,
yes.
If it's domestic... Mm-hmm. If it's domestic and you have a Social Security number or an A-10, and say you pay expenses in 2012, okay, you cannot take those expenses on the 2012 return, but you can take them on the 2013 return.
Okay.
It's not that tax year. It's the following year. It's that little word in there in the description on the IRS code, following year. But the thing
that's going to get you.
Most of the time, people do not have a Social Security number until
the
adoption is final.
Yes,
and so you have to have, you cannot file unless you have that Social Security number or the A-10 number. Now, here's another thing. If you have a failed adoption, say you have a failed adoption, and then you turn around and have a successful adoption, you can add those failed adoption expenses onto the successful adoption expenses with that successful adoption child.
Wow. Okay. Well, again, this time is going really quickly, and it's just a wealth of information, Becky. I can tell already that we're going to have you back because you just have a litany of great ideas. And again, if you want to talk to Becky or you want to get more information from Bill's Tax Service, go to their website at billstaxcentralia.com. That's billstaxcentralia.com. Also, their number is 618-532-7223 if that's easier for you. And we're going to take a short break. We do want to do a shout out. We've got some new sponsors on our show. Very excited about this. Embraced by Grace Adoption, which is located in Orlando, Florida, and the Gladney Center for Adoption that is located in Texas with 8 regional offices. We're thrilled to have these agencies join us, and we want to thank them along with America's Christian Credit Union, Beacon House Adoptions, and Adoption Mosaic for really making this show possible. In one short year, we've reached over 300,000 people listening to our show, and with guests like Becky, there is no question in my mind that these are very important pieces of information. You can go online if you want to listen to the show again. You can go online and download it and listen to it over and over to really understand what Becky's good tips are. So we're going to be back for our last segment, so do stay tuned. Thank you.
The future of online TV is here. View exclusive content from your favorite talk radio hosts and new programs that you can't see anywhere else. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv today.
Beacon House made our dream come true.
Beacon House Adoption Services is celebrating 24 years of bringing loving, adoptive families together. We are a Hague-accredited, COA-approved, full-service adoption agency that has finalized over 5,500 domestic and international adoptions. Beacon House is the only agency offering the adoption finance coaching system, helping you raise the money for your adoption. For more information about adoption, call 1-888-987-6300 or visit our website at www.beaconhouseadoption.com. That's 888-987-6300. If you're considering adoption and feeling overwhelmed, you're not alone. U.S. Adopt can help. We provide domestic adoption consulting services that simplify and shorten your path to parenthood. Our new approach improves and accelerates your results, minimizes expenses, and eliminates costly mistakes. Whether you choose to work with an agency or attorney, to take advantage of our free consultation and learn how we can help you, please call U.S. Adopt at 212-710-2763 or visit www.usadopt.com.
America's Christian Credit Union believes every child deserves a forever family. Our adoption loan program has helped over 500 children find a loving home. We understand the adoption process and will work with you to find the financial solution that will be best for your family. Find out about our adoption loans on our website at www.americaschristiancu.com. Or you can call us at 1-800-343-6328. Once again, that's 1-800-343-6328 for an adoption loan with America's Christian Credit Union on approved credit and rates subject to change without notice, federally insured by the NCUA.
Save on your prescriptions with the RX Savings Plus drug discount card offered by Voice America. It is not insurance and discounts are only available from participating pharmacies, but 9 out of 10 pharmacies participate nationwide. Start saving today. Print your free card online at voiceamerica.rxsavingsplus.com or text the word TALK RADIO to 96362.
You are listening to Your Adoption Coach with Kelly Ellison. To connect with Kelly or her guests today, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. Would you rather send us an email? Please send questions or comments about the show to coach at youradoptioncoachradio.com. Now, back to the show.
And thanks so much for staying with us. We are back again with our last segment with Becky Wilmoth from Bill's Tax Service. A little clue here, folks. She just gave me her email address. I'm going to share it with you. It's Becky@BillsTax2.com. That's Becky@BillsTax2.com. And you can reach out to Becky. Very helpful information. She has just a wealth of information about the adoption tax credit, and we're just so privileged to have her with us today. If you're going to be around Chattanooga, Tennessee on September 20th or 21st, you can also go to the Dot Mom Conference in Chattanooga, where Becky will be a speaker there talking about the adoption tax credit and sharing tips and information with moms and probably other conference attendees. So do be sure to seek her out, because I've learned a ton today. So I want to jump back into this adoption tax credit. I went online. They have a website, adoptiontaxcredit.com, I think. If that's not correct, excuse me, I didn't write it down. You can always just Google it at adoption tax credit, or save the adoption tax credit is probably the way that you would find that. They basically have some initiatives that they are doing. One of them is that the adoption tax credit is inclusive, that it include all adoptions, including foster to adopt, international, domestic, that it is permanent, that it is refundable, and flat for special needs. Now, some of these things I thought, obviously, incorrectly, that were in place. So talk to us a little bit about this. So let's go to the first one, inclusive, include all adoptions. I think you've talked a little bit about that, but include all adoptions, foster to adopt. Now, my understanding was that foster to adopt was not really an expensive process.
Correct.
So how would that work if the IRS were to give a tax refund for that?
For for foster adoptions, most of the time there is little or no expenses. And so the important part of that is, because not every child that is in the foster care system is considered special needs. They have to have that subsidy agreement, that hard to place, that description of the special needs. If that child is declared special needs on foster care, that qualifies them for the full amount of the credit with no expenses whatsoever.
Really? Okay. So they, they are special needs, and
right.
special needs is qualified by a social worker or someone who has said that child is hard to place. Is that what
right.
you said?
Right. For the placement okay. agency, this, whatever state it is.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, for as far as international, it like I said, it is for expenses only.
Okay.
No international adoption. What we consider special needs as moms and as adoption professionals is not what the IRS considers special needs.
Oh.
So for international, it is for expenses only.
Okay. Okay. And when you say expenses, let's qualify that. So expenses
okay.
mean your travel, your
right.
hotel,
right.
your adoption agency fees,
yes.
your dossier expenses,
mm-hmm.
your home study expenses, any expenses that are associated, even your medical, going to get a medical exam or an attorney or whatever, any of those expenses. So I think it's real important to understand that literally, I'm going to tell you this from experience, save every piece of paper that you
yes.
have.
And can I give a piece of advice?
Yeah. Yes, please.
If particularly international adoptions, because we have been doing this for quite a while now. For some reason, international receipts fade very quickly.
Mm.
So what you need to do when you get home, copy them, get good copies. If you have okay. to go to a copy place to get a good copy of a taxi cab receipt or a meal receipt or, you know, those kinds of things, please get a good copy.
Okay.
Because, like I said, the international, I don't know what it has to do with the ink, but they do fade. So you need to make good copies and keep them all in one spot. And I'm going to give you a list here of a few things that you need to keep in that envelope. And one other thing I wanted to say, Save the Adoption Tax Credit website is adoptiontaxcredit.org.
Okay, good, good.
It's adoptiontaxcredit.org.
Okay.
Is it okay with you if I give you the list of documentation?
Yes, please do. We've
okay.
got about 4 minutes, so we're
okay.
going to... Yeah.
Here's the IRS version of what
okay.
you need for the adoption tax credit. Number
okay.
one is final yeah. judgment of adoption.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, if it's a foster, you need the adoption assistance eligibility determination, other words, the subsidy agreement that declares them special needs by your state through the foster care system. Number three, if it's a private adoption or international, it's your home study and your placement agreement completed by the authorized placement agency.
Mm-hmm.
And a documentation of all of your qualified expenses. We talked about adoption fees, court costs, attorney fees, travel expenses, readoption expenses. You know, when you come back after adopting an international child. But the thing that you most need to remember is keep all of this together. Keep good receipts. That way, when you know, if you have to go back to it, you've got it right there.
Right.
Because sometimes what you may get from the agency, and I've seen this happen, may not necessarily what the IRS wants.
Right, right.
So you may have to go back to your agency, or I've had have to go back to the courthouse,
mm-hmm.
and because if the placement agreement, or if the final judgment of adoption, or if the subsidy agreement is not signed and dated, the IRS will not accept it.
Okay, okay, good, good, very good. And again, if you want a list of this. This list that Becky just gave us, you can find her at becky@billstax2.com, and you can get more information from Becky, or you can find out more information at Bill's Tax Service at billstaxcentralia.com. www.thebeingyourself.com. So, Becky, I want to thank you so much for being with us today. What a pleasure to have you. And I know that a lot of folks are going to be reaching out and to you and also to some of the other professionals there at Bill's Tax Service to learn more information about how they can take full credit for this. Before we go, I have to read our financial tip from America's Christian Credit Union. Very interesting. I picked this one specifically for this show today. Keep all receipts for tax purposes. Even if you're not sure it's deductible, be sure to keep all receipts related to your adoption journey in one place. Adoption tax audits occur, so do be prepared. America's Christian Credit Union is here to provide financial resources to Christians, including adoption loans. So you can visit them at www.americaschristiancu.com. That's www.americaschristiancu.com. So, Becky, we want to thank you for being with us today and sharing all this wonderful information on the show. And what a great show. If you like the show or if you have a suggestion or a story or you would like to share an idea, you can reach out to me at coach@youradoptioncoachradio.com or my host webpage at voiceamerica.com. Thanks again for being with us. Tune in to us next week at 12 o'clock Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern. Have a great week.
We hope today's program gave you some inspiration as well as information about adoption. Please tune in next Saturday at 12 noon Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time for another edition of Your Adoption Coach on the Voice America Variety Channel. Thank you again for listening.